Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parsha's Miketz. That's Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Nun Gimel. And we had just learned that Yosef was appointed over all the land of Mitzrayim. And now the Pasuk tells us Vatichlena Sheva Shnei Asava Asher Haya Be'eretz Mitzrayim, and the 7 years of plenty in the land of Mitzrayim were finished. They concluded Vatichlena Sheva Shnei Arav Lavai, and the 7 years of hunger started coming. Kasher Amar Yosef, like Yosef had said, by Yirav B'chol Aratzos, and there was hunger in all the lands U'B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim Haya Lachem. But in the land of Mitzrayim there was bread. Vatirav Kol Eretz Mitzrayim, and now all the land of Mitzrayim hungered. And the nation called out to Parah for bread. And Parah told all of Mitzrayim, Yosef, go to Yosef, whatever he tells you, that's what you should do. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Nun Hey, Vatirav Kol Eretz Mitzrayim, Sher Kiva Tuvasim Sha'atru, because all the grain that they had gathered and they had stored away, it rotted. Chut Mishal Yosef, except for Yosef's grain. Asher Yom Lechem Tasu, whatever he tells you, that's what you should do. Yosef told everyone in Mitzrayim that they have to get a bris milah. When they went to Parah and they said, Kachu Aimer Lanu, this is what he's telling us. So Pari asked them, Lama Leitza Bartem Bar, why didn't you gather grain? It was announced to everyone that there's going to be years of hunger coming. Amrulai, they said to him, Asafnu Harbei Virkiva, we did gather a lot, but then it rotted. Amrulai, he told him, Imkain, if that's so, Kol Asher Yomer Lechem Tasu, whatever he tells you, you got to do. Harei Gazer Al-Tvur Virkiva, that means he decreed that this grain should rot. Ma'am Yigzer Alein V'Namas, what if he makes this decree that we should die? So you got to listen to Yosef. Back to Chomash Pasuk Nun Vav, V'arav Haya Al-Kol Pnei Ha'aretz, and the famine was on the entire face of the land. V'yiftach Yosef as Kol Asher Bahem, and Yosef opened everything that was in them by Yishbar Mitzrayim, and he sold to Mitzrayim by Chazak Harav Beretz Mitzrayim, and the hunger increased over the land of Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Nun Vav, Al Kol Pnei Ha'aretz, on the entire face of the land. Mihain Pnei Ha'aretz, who exactly is the face of the land? Elu Hashirim, these are the wealthy people. Even the wealthy people had this famine. As Kol Asher Bohem, Ketargumoy Di Bohaini Bura, by Yishbar Mitzrayim, Shevers Lashain Mecher. It's an expression of selling, Lashain Kinihu, and also an expression of buying. So he sold food to everyone that came. That Chomish Pasuk Nun Zayin, V'chol Ha'aretz Bo Mitzrayim, Alishbar, El Yosef. Everyone came to Mitzrayim to Yosef to buy food. Ki chazak harav b'chol ha'aretz, because the famine was great throughout the entire land. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Nun Zayin v'chol ha'aretz ba'al Mitzrayim el Yosef lishbar. They went to Yosef to buy. Vim tejushov kisidrei. And if you're going to explain it as it's written in the pasuk, hayatzarch lichtav, it should have written lishbar min Yosef. They came to buy from Yosef, but that's not how we're understanding it. They didn't come to buy from Yosef. They came to Yosef to buy. Chomash perak mem beis pasuk aleph. Vayar Yaakov ki yeshever Mitzrayim. Yaakov saw that there was grain in Mitzrayim. Vayomer Yaakov labanav, and Yaakov said to his children, Lamet Yisro, why should you be conspicuous? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Vayar Yaakov ki yeshev Mitzrayim. Umehechan ra, where did he see? Valoy loy ra'al shama. He didn't see anything. He heard that there was grain in Mitzrayim. Shenemar, hine shamati. I heard. That's the next Pasuk. Umao vayar, what does that mean that he saw? Ra basbaklar yashal kaidesh. He saw in a holy vision, shadayin yeshlai savior be Mitzrayim, that there is some sort of hope in Mitzrayim. Loy haisa nevuah mamish loy dia befer shizai Yosef. This wasn't an explicit nevuah that told him that Yosef was in Mitzrayim, but there was some sort of nevuah that some hope is in Mitzrayim. Lamet Yisro, he told them, Lamet haru atzmechem b'fnei b'nei Yishmael b'nei Esav ki'ilu atem sveim. Why is it that you should show yourselves in front of the children of Yishmael and Esav as if you're full and satisfied? Ki ba'ais hashah, because at that time, adayin ha'ilahem tevuah, they still had grain. O'm pi'acherim shemati, I heard from others, says Rashi, shulashan kechisha, this lashon of Tisro is a lashon of weakening. Lamet hiu kechushim b'rav, why should you be weakened by hunger? V'dayim aloi umar ve'gam hu yoyre. Back to Chomash Pasuk Beis. So v'yomer, he said, hinei shemati, I heard, ki yesh ever Mitzrayim, that there's grain in Mitzrayim. Redu shama, descend there, v'shivru lanu misham, buy for us from there, v'nichyev aloi namas, and we will live and not die. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Beis, redu shama, v'loi amar lechu, he didn't tell them go, he said redu, descend. Remez l'masayim v'esar shanim sh'nishtabdu l'mitzrayim, this is an allusion to the 210 years that they were slaves in Mitzrayim. Kaminyan redu, that's a numerical value of the word redu, resh dalad vav, that's 210. Back to Chomash Pasuk Gimel, v'yerdu achei Yosef asara, and the brothers of Yosef went down 10, lishbar bar mi Mitzrayim, to buy grain from Mitzrayim. V'ez binyamin achei Yosef loy shalach Yaakov es echav, and binyamin, the brother of Yosef, Yaakov did not send with his brothers, ki amar, because he said, pen yikra'enu asayin, perhaps a tragedy is going to happen to him. Let's see Rashi over here, Apostle Gimel. Vayerdu achei Yosef. V'loy kasa b'nei Yaakov. It doesn't say that the sons of Yaakov went down. It says that the brothers of Yosef went. M'lamet shahayu mischartim b'chirasay. That teaches that they actually regretted selling him. V'nasu libam l'hisnag imay ba'achva. And they decided that they were going to act him like a brother. V'levdaisei b'chol makam shifzuku aleim. And to redeem him, ransom him for any money that they have to. Asara, matam alay. But why does the Pasuk have to tell us that 10 brothers went? But like Siv, the next Pasuk says, v'ez binyamin achi Yosef loy shalach. The binyamin didn't go. So obviously 10 brothers went. El le'inyino ach b'hoyil chalukin la'asara. In regards to their brotherhood towards him, they were divided into 10. Shloy ha'isa avas kulam v'sinas kulam shavalai. They didn't all love him or hate him equally. Aval le'inyin lishbar bar. But in regards to buying food, kulam lev echad lohem. They all had one heart and they all went for the same purpose. Pasuk dalad in Rashi, pen yikra'enu asayin. Perhaps a tragedy is going to happen. Or b'bayis lo yikra'enu asayin, asks Rashi. In his house, a tragedy can't happen. What's the difference between going on the road or staying at home? Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yaakov, he says, Mikancha Satan Makatrik Bishas Zakana. From here we learn that the Satan has the ability to be Makatrik at a time of danger, and we know that travel is a time of danger, and therefore it's better that he's at home than traveling. Back to Chumash Pasuk, hey, Vayavayo B'nai Yisrael, Lishbar B'sai Chabayim, and the B'nai Yisrael, meaning the sons of Yaakov, they came to buy among all the other people that came, Ki Hayarav Beretz Canaan, because the fireman was also in the land of Canaan. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk, hey, B'sai Chabayim, they came among others that came. Matmin Atzman Shalei Akirum, they hid themselves among other people so they shouldn't be recognized. Their father commanded them that they shouldn't all show up at the same entrance to Mitzrayim. Each one should enter a different gate of the city, so that there should be no ayin hara on them, because all of them were handsome and all of them were very strong. Imagine 10 tall, handsome, strong brothers all going in the same entrance to Mitzrayim. That could bring ayin hara. So therefore, they split up and they all went into different entrances, and that's why it's b'sai chabayim among all the other people that came in. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, Yosef hu hashalat al aretz. Yosef was the ruler over the land. Hu hamashbir l'chol am aretz. He was the provider to all the people of the land. Vayavayu achei Yosef, and the brothers of Yosef came. Vayishtachavu lo yapayim aretzah, and they bowed down to him on their faces on the ground. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav. Vayishtachavu lo yapayim, nishtachu l'al pneim. They spread out on their faces. V'chein kol yishtachava. Anytime we mention yishtachava, pishat yadayim raglayim hu, that's spreading out of the hands and feet. Back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin. Vayar Yosef es echav vayakirim. Yosef saw his brothers and he recognized them. Vayisnakar aleim, but he acted like a stranger to them. Vaydaber itam kashos, and he spoke to them harshly. Vayomer aleim, he said to them, Mayan basim, where did you come from? Vayomer, and they said, Me'eretz Kanan lishbar oichel, we came from Canaan to buy food. Vayakir Yosef es echav, and Yosef recognized his brothers. V'heim leikiru, but they didn't recognize him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. Vayisnakar aleim, nasalehem kinachri bedvarim, he acted towards them like a stranger with words. Ladaber kashos, to speak harshly. Pasuk Chesin Rashi, vayakir Yosef, lefishe nicham chasume zakan, he left them and they had beards, so he recognized them. V'heim leikiru, but they didn't recognize him. Because when he left, he didn't have a beard yet. And now he had a beard, so they didn't recognize him. And the Medrash explains that the emphasis is on a different word. Yosef as echav, he recognized his brothers when they were given over to him, meaning when he had power over them right now. He recognized that they were his brothers and he had compassion on them. But they didn't recognize him, meaning when he fell into their hands way back before when they threw him into the pit and then sold him, they didn't act like brothers then. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. Vayizkar Yosef es chalom asher chalom lahem, and Yosef remembered the dreams that he dreamed about them. Vayomer aleim, and he told them, Meraglim atem, you're spies. Liris es eras ha'aretz basim, you came to seek out the nakedness of the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. Asher chalom lahem, aleihem, about them. V'yada sheniskaimu, and he knew that now they were fulfilled. Charei shtachvuloi, because they bowed down to him. Ervas ha'aretz, giloi ha'aretz, the exposed parts of the land. Mehechon hinaychali kavish, where is it going to be easy to conquer this land from? Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod. Vayomer elav, and they said to him, Lo adani, no, my master. Vavadecha bo lishbar oichel, and your servants, they came to buy food. Kulanu b'nei ishecha nachnu, all of us are the sons of one man. Kenim anachnu, we're truthful. Loi hayu avadecha meraglim, your servants were never spies. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod. Loi adoni, loi taimar kain, don't say that. Sharei avadecha bo lishbar oichel, because your servants came to buy food. Kulanu b'nei ishecha nachnu, Rashi says, in nitznitza bohem ruach hakadosh uklalu imahem, they had a little spark of ruach hakadosh, and they included him with them. Sha'afhu ben avim, because he also was a son of their father. Kenim amitiim, we're truthful. K'moi kain dibarta, kain b'nei slachot divrais, v'versoi loi kain badav. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayir Malayim, and he told them, Loi, that's not so. Ki Eras Ha'aretz Basim Lirois, you came to seek out the nakedness of the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. Ki Eras Ha'aretz Basim Lirois, Sharei Echnasten Basar Sharei Ir, because you entered through 10 different gates of the city. Lamalei Echnasten Bashar Echad, why didn't you come in through one gate? You're clearly spies. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayir, and they said, Shneim Asar Avodecha Achim Anachnu B'nei Yeshachad Be'eretz Canaan. Your servants are 12 brothers. We are the son of one man in the land of Canaan. V'hine Akatayin Esavinu Hayom, and the youngest one is with our father today. V'ha'echad Einenu, and one of them isn't with us. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayomer Shneim Asar Avodecha Ubishvil Oisei Echad Sheinenu, and because of that one who isn't with us, Nispazarnu Beir Levakshay, we spread ourselves out through the city to go look for him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudal. Vayomer Aleim Yosef. Yosef told them, Hu Asher Dibarti Aleichem Lemer Meraglamatem. That's what I was telling you, saying that you're spies. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudal. Hu Asher Dibarti Hadavar Asher Dibarti, that which I said, Shatem Meraglam, that you're spies. Hu Emes Vanochin, that's true. Zelu Lifi Pshute, that's a simple understanding. Umedrashi, the Medrash says, Armelahem, that he told him, Vilum Tesem Oisei, if you saw him, and they would have told you have to pay a lot of money for him. Tivdu, would you have redeemed him? Would you have ransomed him? Amrullah, they said, Hain, yes. Amrullah, so he told them, Vim Yamulacham Shloyach Zerubashum Mamain, if they told you that they're not going to give him back to you for any money in the world, Matasu, what would you do? Amrullah, they said, Lakach Banu, that's why we came, Laharag Ale Harag, to kill or to be killed. Amrullah, he told him, Hu Asher Dibarti Alechem, that's what I told you, Larag B'nai Erebasim, you came to kill the people of the city. Menacha Shinim Begavia Shali, I can divine through my goblet, Shoshnai Mikem Echrivu Krach Gadol Shal Shchem, that two of you destroyed the huge city of Shechem, so I know that you came for blood. Back to Chumash, he told him, "Bezoisti b'cheinu, with this you shall be be tested. Chei Parai, by the life of Parai, im teitzu mizeh, if you shall leave from here, ki im bevai achichem akaten heina, until your younger brother comes here. Shilchu mikem echad vikach es achichem, send one of you and he shall take your brother. Batem heyasru, and you shall be locked away. Vibachanu devrechem, then your words will be checked out. Ha'emes etchem, is the truth with you? Ve'imla, if not, chei Parai, by the life of Parai, kim ragel matem, you are spies. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk dezayin. Ha'emes etchem, im emes etchem, if the truth is with you. Back to Chumash pasuk dezayin, vayesef oisem el mishmar shlishis yamim, and he brought them into the lockup for 3 days. Vayomer aleim Yosef vayom shlishi, Yosef told him on the third day, zois asu v'chiu, this is what you shall do and live, esol kim ani yarei, I fear Hashem. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fifth aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.